Staying with the topic of false faith, it's called the prosperity doctrine. Tenets of this teaching says that the more you give to the so-called teacher, the more God will bless you. Proponents of the prosperity doctrine claim that blessing will be, right, money. Bible verse that they most often use is Luke 6:38, where Jesus says, "Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Really? Okay, let's go back one verse. Luke chapter 6, verse 37, where Jesus also says, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." So the giving Jesus is talking about pertains to actions, like forgiveness and love, goodwill. Nowhere in the Bible are we promised financial riches, just the opposite. Unlike in the film Wall Street, greed isn't good according to the Word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, we read, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches." If God thought riches were so important, then why did Jesus tell this to the rich young man seeking what to do so he would have eternal life? We find this in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." I know it's a very old saying, but it's old and it's been around for a long time because it's true. You can't take it with you. This is what Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal." Jesus adds to this in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That's where I am, there you may be also." God will supply us with what we truly need and reward us as we righteously deserve as we walk for this very short time here on earth. We'll also face times of trouble, certainly, but with God always seeing us through them, if we listen and stay faithful. This is why Paul taught in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, how he was never in need, no matter how much or how little he had, thanks to his faith in Jesus. What awaits us in heaven will be eternal. How is this a tough choice?